The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is brought to you by Christy Mandelow, board-certified divorce coach.
So many people are affected by divorce at some point in their lives. It can be a lonely and challenging time of life, but it doesn't have to be. Whether you or a loved one is considering divorce, going through it, or coming out of it, the Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mandelow is here to be your go-to educational, informational, and inspirational resource for those touched by divorce. Christy has been there, and now she's here to walk the path with you as a Christian board-certified divorce coach and as your thinking partner. She and her guests will bring you important insight and information, helping you make better decisions through and beyond the process, inspiring you to be your best self for you and your family, all giving you hope and reassurance that you'll be okay. The Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mandelow starts now. And here's your host, Christy Mandelow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Divorce Coaching Hour. I'm Christy Mandelow, and I'm so glad you are here with us today or whenever you are listening. Folks, today we are going to talk about what I'm sure many people who've divorced have experienced. What is that? That is being blindsided by divorce. First, we are going to talk about what blindsided means. Then we are going to talk about what you need to do when you are blindsided by divorce, why you need to do it, and even how to do it. You'll want to stay with us for the show because I think you'll find out that many people are, in fact, blindsided by divorce, and there are important considerations you'll want to be aware of if you are or you know someone who is in this situation. And to help us with this discussion, attorney Craig Haston is back in the studio with us. I like to call Craig our resident attorney. Craig is board certified in the area of family law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization and has more than 30 years of legal experience. Craig is not only an accomplished litigator, he also mediates family law cases and maintains a high success rate with settlements. Craig has also been named a rising star in family law, a Texas super lawyer, and a top family lawyer. And last but not least, as there are many other accolades I could list, Craig is a fellow of the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers. Before Craig joins us in the conversation, I want to remind you that this show is for those considering divorce, in the midst of it, coming out of it, and also for friends and family of those divorcing. So really, it's for anyone, as it can be an overwhelming life event for everyone involved. And I must also remind you that we're not here to coach you to get a divorce or give you legal advice. What we are here to do is to walk the path with you, no matter where that may lead. My guest and I are here to help you make better decisions in this time and beyond, to provide you information and resources, to give you ideas about how to be your best self in a time that can bring out your worst, and to give you hope. Speaking of, please join me in our Divorce Coaching Hour prayer. Father, thank you for bringing us here today to talk about one of the difficulties we face in life, divorce. We know that you know that divorce breaks our hearts as it does yours. We're here to walk the path with those traversing divorce with you as our guide. Help us to speak to those hurting hearts and confused minds tossed about by divorce. Please help us to provide them helpful information, insight, and ideas that can help them make the very best decisions possible for their families and for themselves today and into the future. Please help us to bring comfort, support, and hope to all those who are listening. And please, Father, let the words we say be yours, not ours. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. And now, Craig, welcome back. I'm glad you're here with us again.
Hey.
Good to see you again.
It's been a little while.
It has been a tad bit.
At least I'm not having to call in during COVID from Colorado and lose the line in the middle of the interview.
Yeah, right. But we always have the wonderful Mike as our producer with us, and we get through those things. And
Mike,
you know,
Mike did patch that up really well. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, he said you're welcome, folks. And I also have to say thank you for being here as we step into our fourth year of the show.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable.
That's great. That's amazing. 4 years. I know your listeners probably don't know what goes on here and the work you do to prepare for this, but to put out a show every week for 4 years, amazing, amazing. And well, and great shows too, really great content.
Well, thank you. And it's because of those who help make this show possible. You and your firm is one of those things. So thank you for that.
We like to support good causes. I think the service that you provide really helps a lot of us do our jobs better once we get to meet the new client.
Yeah. You know, one thing I say is no one ever does anything great alone. And if listeners heard me talk all the time about divorce coaching, that would be a little bit boring, you know? So it really, the guests that we bring on and having credible resources to bring on and have this conversation and explore your expertise like we're going to be doing today really helps make the show. So it's a team effort. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
And so speaking of that team effort, we're going to be talking about, again, blindsided by divorce. And I can only imagine that you've had just a few clients in the 30 years come to you and go, I was blindsided by this.
That's true. I mean, there's a million different ways a divorce can start.
Right.
And there are a significant number of them where people are caught off guard or are blindsided by it. Sometimes maybe later on, farther into the case, after they've calmed down, they realize that maybe there were signs there that they didn't see coming, but it doesn't make the experience any different for them when it happens.
Yeah. It's jarring.
And it's for a lot of people, they, as they get older and their kids have grown and they look at each other when they become empty nesters, they're like, why are we doing this? You know, they kind of agree that they've reached the end of their runway together and they want to be over and done with. And that's not nearly as bad because they're kind of on the same page going into this experience of divorce. But for those people who think that things are good, whether they rightly think that or whether they're just ignoring things, or whether sometimes it's just really is out of the blue, it can be extremely traumatic and it can carry its all the way through. Throughout the divorce case, those feelings can carry through. It's the feelings of abandonment, sometimes feelings of shame that you've just been cast aside. And so having a divorce coach to work with you when that first happens, is having somebody with that kind of empathy and understanding is really, really important, as lawyers we're not built for that. That's not how we're designed. That's not what we're taught in law school. After 30 years of practice, we develop a certain sense of empathy and not just spitting out the law and the facts. But I think having somebody that you can go to first before you see a lawyer is really a way to get grounded, to kind of take the edge off of this complete shock.
Yeah, what I'm hearing you talk about is there's this emotional component, and then there's the legal component, which if we look at divorce, it's really from the technical, I'm going to use the word technical aspect. It's the legal issues and it's the financial issues when you untie the knot, as you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
What's not really covered in there with that process is the emotion. So having a divorce coach or someone who can help you with that, an objective third party, can certainly help.
Right.
Before we get kind of further into that, I want to go back and just kind of see if we can define for listeners today, what do we mean by blindsided by divorce?
I think it's where you in your own mind think your marriage and your relationship is going well. Maybe you've had some fights, maybe some rocky moments here and there, but who doesn't? And you think things are going well when out of the blue, in any number of ways, you are shocked to find that you are about to or have just been served with a divorce petition. So it's where you really, your mind's, it's like almost like when your mind's on something else and somebody sneaks up behind you and gooses you and you jump.
Yeah.
It's almost like that. It's a severe gut punch.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, not really Webster's, but it really is in a moment when you're oblivious in a way.
Whether that's an emotional oblivion? Is that the right way? You're emotionally oblivious, or because you're not choosing to see it, or you're kind of avoiding the signs.
It could be anything.
Or literally, yeah. You are just blindsided.
Some people are great spouses and they're doing a wonderful job, and their other spouse is not a great spouse.
Right.
And they've been fixing that person's problems for years, and now that person has decided to just jump ship. And those are really tragic cases after they've given so much of their life and emotion to those people. But sometimes there's those kind of personalities. Other times, people one person has the view that, well, marriage is rocky and we're going through therapy and we've been through therapy, we've gotten through it, things
we'll
are better,
it. Yeah,
things are better, and I think things are back on course. And then wham, all of a sudden they want to sit down and have a conversation, and the next thing you know, they're packing their bags and moving out of the house.
Yeah, and so I think it's really important to kind of define this out of the blue, and it is equally important to help people understand that, again, there's the literal, and then there's the I'm going to call it the emotional side, where it sneaks up, but the signs were there. And so we'll get back to that. You mentioned Webster's. I Googled.
Well, I'm only 4 years older than you. I guess I should have said Google.
No, I actually make fun of Google. It's like, you know, totally believable, right? You should always believe everything you find on Google. So I didn't go as far in Webster's, but I definitely love the meaning of words and the etymology. I didn't do that today, because where I landed was blindside. One of the things it says from this Google definition is to catch someone unprepared, attack from an unexpected position. And it can feel like an attack.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so some of the examples, you know, so for example, from the I want a divorce, you know, coming up in conversation, you haven't had that, you haven't heard that before. That kind of comes up from an unprepared place and kind of smacks you. Mm-hmm. To the places where all of a sudden you're served divorce papers. To you arrive at home and boom, like everything's gone. The spouse is gone, maybe even the furniture. And maybe I've even heard of, you know, hey, I want a divorce.
Sometimes the cooktop is gone.
Sometimes that sounds like you have a story about the cooktop.
Ceiling fans, cooktops,
yeah,
doors.
Wow. We might wait for the second segment to get into that. But bottom line, even via text and phone, I was reading some celebrity who, you know, got a text from her spouse, hey, I want a divorce.
Well, that's really personal.
Yeah. So that's really, folks, that's what we're talking about, is really kind of establishing first what blindsided by divorce is. But very quickly, Craig, could you tell us maybe why we would want to talk about being blindsided by divorce and what's next?
Yes. I think the really important thing is that divorces are expensive. And because they're expensive, you want to do everything you can to take as much emotion out of it and make it as much about getting things resolved as possible. Because the more emotion you have involved, the less able you are to get to resolution sooner. And it ends up costing you more money because of the time involved of getting you to a point where you can make good decisions.
And there it is, getting the emotion out of it, getting into your thinking brain, which is what we talk a lot about on this show. And that's what we're talking about, is how we're going to think about being blindsided by divorce, why we want to do that, and what to do about it. Stay tuned. You've heard him on the show and gained valuable insight from him, and now get ready for more. I'm so excited that licensed professional counselor Tom Stevens is partnering with us to spread the word that life can get better. Tom and his wife Jill have been providing quality mental health for over 25 years, and friends, that's their passion. Search Tom Stevens Counseling on YouTube and Facebook for lots of great video content that will help you and your family. And to schedule an appointment with Tom, visit his website at tomstevens.us. That's tomstevens.us. If you've gone through or are going through divorce, you know it can leave you in a dark financial hole, feeling very confused and afraid. But there's hope. Hirsch Sherman is a financial coach and works with those navigating the financial decisions of divorce. Whether it's eliminating debt or creating your financial wellness, you want Hirsch on your team. Hirsch's easy process helps you see the reality of your financial situation and make better decisions. Stop the suffering and get out of that financial black hole. Contact Hirsch today. Go to lifecycle.financial. That's lifecycle.financial. You'll be so grateful you did.
When you're selling your home, you want to wow people when they see it. Or if you're not selling and want to enhance your enjoyment of the home, consider Simple Elegance. The team at Simple Elegance, led by Mary Scally, are masters at staging homes for sale or helping you design your interior for maximum impact. Do what new home builders do. Call the Staging Masters, Simple Elegance, at 877-458-8254 and SimpleEleganceTX.com.
Achieving the best outcome in divorce can be extremely tough when alcohol abuse is part of the process, especially around co-parenting. But there's help with remote alcohol monitoring. SoberLink is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to prove their sobriety. SoberLink uses real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection to ensure accurate and reliable results. With SoberLink, you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. Visit SoberLink.com/DCH.
There's a lot at stake in a divorce, and you want trusted and specialized counsel. Houston attorney Craig Haston is board certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization and has more than 25 years of legal experience. And experience is everything. Craig will help you make the best choices for your family and your future. When divorce seems to be your next step, contact one of the most recognized attorneys in Texas, Craig Haston. To schedule a consultation, call 281-890-1300 or go to HastonLaw.com.
Friends, welcome back. You're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour, and today we're talking with attorney Craig Haston, our resident attorney. I like to call him that. And we are talking about being blindsided by divorce. And where we got to in the first segment, I think it's very important. You've got kind of the literal blindside. Boom, you did not know that there was any kind of inkling of divorce, and all of a sudden you come home to a house and your spouse is gone, and you find a letter, or you find many things, as Craig was saying, a cooktop gone, a ceiling fan's gone, many furniture gone, and you're like, whoa, what just happened? Or being served divorce papers, or getting a message via text or phone. But then there's also the side of being blindsided where maybe you saw the signs coming, but you've rationalized in your mind this isn't going to happen. We have vows. We've gone to counseling. We're going to get through this. But really, the signs were there. So I guess we could kind of say signs and no signs. And so no matter, Craig and I were talking on the break, you still get to that same place of the emotion that divorce brings. And so when you are served those papers or you hear those words, I want a divorce, what we want to talk to you about now is what's next. What do you do? Mm-hmm. So what would you say from an attorney perspective, Craig? Somebody's been blindsided by divorce. What's next?
I'd like to start with kind of a little bit of an analogy here.
Okay.
Because you hear people talk all the time about how divorce is like, the end of a marriage is like the death of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And with death, it's final. And you don't, that person's moving on, and you can find some comfort in that, that they're going to be, you know, they're going to go to heaven. They're going to be with God and Jesus. But with a divorce, the marriage is dead, but the person's going to continue to be out there, and you're going to have to think about them and see them, and you have to deal with it. And so the blindsided part is like when you have it, let's say you have a parent who dies unexpectedly of a massive heart attack, who's never seemed to have had heart problems before.
Yeah.
That is the blindsided part. There are other parents who are ill and they may have cancer and they're fighting it for a year. But during that year, you have time to prepare. You get over the initial shock. The family works through it. You work together. You find ways to go ahead and start taking care of things. So when the time comes for that person to pass, you're prepared for it. That's how I wish all divorce cases could be handled, because it's much more rational and people have time to process. So in the event where we have an immediate death of the marriage, where somebody is really just caught off guard, if you think about it, you have, you know, you hear therapists and psychologists and sociologists talking about the bell curve of divorce. You know, you start out with disbelief or shock, and then you get into rationalization, and then you finally hit anger, and then it eventually you start getting on the downside of that bell curve. But the time, there's a timeline to that.
Yeah, there is.
And then that's the same thing we were talking about with the death cycle. If somebody dies immediately, you're forced right into those feelings and having to deal with all the things that come with that, especially like when a parent or a spouse dies. So that's the same thing. You're all of a sudden, it's not just, I've been told my marriage is over. It's what's going to happen to my kids? How am I going to pay my bills? Where's the money going to come from? I don't make enough money. What am I about my house? Am I going to get kicked out of my house? Am I going to lose my house? What about my car? Who's going to help me make these payments? You know, is he going to say bad things, or she? I'm trying to be neutral, gender neutral. But is he or she going to talk badly about me to the? And then it's this rush of emotions. So it's like you've just been kicked in the gut, and your mind races, and you can't think, and you have panic attacks, and you don't know where to go or where to start. That's the worst part about it.
Right.
So number one, what do we do? The first thing you have to do, and it's easier said than done, and I understand, I want your listeners to understand that I'm saying it as if it's easy, but it's not. It's find a way to find calm. It's find a way to get your rational brain into gear. If you can do that, then you can stop. Do you want to talk about how you do that?
Yeah, actually, I want to just pick that up because as a divorce coach, we talk a lot about getting into that rational brain. And I think that's probably where we want to spend the majority of the time in this segment because this is key.
Right.
This is key because we can catastrophize things. And when we let those questions, as you were saying, what's going to happen? We get into what's called the what if questions.
Mm-hmm.
And those, we don't really understand the brain science if you're not in, you know, coaching or in neuropsychology or anything like that. But the more that you allow those thoughts, you use the word racing, you allow those words to race. It's just like a race. You're off to the races.
Right.
And it will continue and it will continue and it will amp up the hormones in your body. And so this would be a time I would say, and I'd want your feedback from what you know that's helped your clients, Craig. This would be a time that you would go back to maybe something that's worked before when you found yourself in crisis. Is it getting to a pastor? Is it praying? Is it getting to a counselor? I know my experience is I was blindsided. I was more on the rationalized side, blindsided. I did see the signs coming, but it still struck me. And I put myself in my counselor's office every morning for the first week. I was in there at 8 a.m. because I had to start there to even keep my mind from, again, going to the races. So what have you seen that's worked?
Well, you know, you and I come from a family where we were always told, get over it, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Neither of our parents believed in therapy. And as a lawyer, for years, I didn't believe. I told everybody else to go to therapy. But
just a quick thing to remind the listeners, they may or may not know this, but Craig is my brother, and I'm very proud of that.
And I am too. I am too. But I've learned over the years that therapists are really, they're great because they're a reflection of what your thoughts are. They're not there to fix your problems. They're there to make you think and ask you the questions that help get you out of your fear mode and help you get your thoughts organized, just like you were talking about. And over a period of meetings, if they're a good therapist, they have experience with divorce situations, they will help you get your ideas and your thoughts organized. Because once you get organized, then you can create a plan. We all know that if we know what the issues are to be dealt with, then we need to organize them into order and then start ticking those items off the list. The problem is, if you're in fear mode or if you're in anger mode, you're going to do things that later on are going to cause ramifications throughout your divorce. You know, you get angry, so you decide to throw all the pictures, the glass frame pictures down on the floor. Or, you know, you scratch a car or puncture a tire. I understand those things happen. I would prefer that people could find calm before they get to that point, because what that does is it creates ramifications. It creates confusion, frustration, distrust, which means lawyers make more money because we have to sort it out.
Yeah, you do. And what I want to just jump in there really quick and talk about that. When you're in that place, your body treats fear, your mind treats fear, whether it's being held up at gunpoint or a divorce. I mean, it just knows fear because it's wants to protect you. Mm-hmm. Your mind wants to protect you. And no matter the threat, you're going to go into what's called flight, fight, or freeze. Mm-hmm. And so the fight is often where the anger part comes in. And you're going to say things that you're going to regret later or do things in that emotional state. And so whatever it is to get into that place of reflection, as you're talking about, very important.
And I always tell people, look, I'm not telling you not to be angry. Right. I'm not telling you not to be hurt or fearful. I'm telling you that you need to seek appropriate help to deal with those feelings so that you can find your center.
Right.
And the sooner you can find your center, the sooner we can help you to start healing and feeling better through this process.
So finding your center, I think that's a good place to land on. Then from there, going back to the brain science, you're moving actually out of what we call the lizard brain, that flight, fight, or freeze, those three Fs, and then you can come into a place where you make better decisions, and that's what we're always working with people to do. And so whatever that might be for you, listeners, finding your center in a place of an emotional storm. Yeah. So then what would you say, where would we go next? They found their calm. Where would we go next?
Well, I briefly, if we could just step back for a minute, is okay. Like, where do you go to find your calm? Some people,
good idea.
Some people have me, for example, in my life, I've had, you and I have had our tragedies in our life, mm-hmm. and the initial gut punch sits you down hard, and your mind races and you can't think. But I've always been able to, and I think you too, after the initial wave passes over within about 24 hours, our brains start on their own, start saying, okay, how do I get this organized? How do I deal with this? How do I figure out how to fix it or to get it behind me?
Yeah.
Not if you can't do that, if you're not able to do that, there's choices. Number one, it really comes down to this: sources of information.
Okay.
One source of information is the internet. And I always tell people, don't read the internet because it's going to lie to you.
Don't believe everything you read.
But there are some very, very family law specialists, lawyers who are board certified that have good websites, have a lot of good content on them.
And one is yours.
Mine's a good I'm very proud of my website. It's handled by a big national company, and I had a lot of input. I have a lot of input on the content of it. You can get a lot of really good, solid input from websites. That's one way, the internet. And I wouldn't say don't look at Google reviews because
right.
mostly the few clients who aren't happy,
those are the ones
that are going to write a review.
Yeah.
Secondly is to seek help from a divorce coach. You're not there to give legal advice, but there's so much more, and I know your listeners know what you do, but there's so much more that you can do to help somebody, common sense, work that out. And I think when we come back, I've got a couple of more thoughts.
Yeah, and so that's the thing is, where do you find your calm? What sources have worked for you in the past? What sources can now work for you? We talked about the internet, and then those are in the helping profession. When we come back, we're going to talk more about being blindsided by divorce. What to do when you have been blindsided by divorce. We're here with Craig Haston. You guys don't want to miss it, so come on back. Here's today's 2-minute tip. Today we are talking about one of the many tough topics concerning divorce, and that's being blindsided by divorce. And there's no sugarcoating it. To all of a sudden hear your spouse say, "I want a divorce," when there's been no hint of divorce, to walk into your home only to find your spouse gone, or to be served divorce papers that you had no idea were coming your way. Well, folks, it's all just plain old tough. The Divorce Coaching Hour is about facing the truths about the toughness of divorce, but it is also about providing you hope. And that's what I want to do in this two-minute tip. I want to provide you a resource that may help you in this tough situation. That resource is a series of shows we just wrapped up on Courageous Christianity, a show also on this station, and one on which I am the host's wingman. You'll have to tune in to understand what a wingman is. So this series is about the struggles we face in this world, but also, and more importantly, it is about struggling well. You'll hear the basics of struggling well, what that means, and ideas about how to struggle well. You'll also hear stories of struggles that our guests have endured or encountered, and how they or someone they know courageously walked through them as Christians drawing nearer to Christ. They grew stronger through the process and, in many cases, now serve others in the same struggles. It's easy to listen to the shows each week. They are podcasted after they air, and you can find them on kkht.com under the podcast tab under programs. And you can also find the shows on your favorite podcast app. Just search Courageous Christianity. The Struggling Well episodes are dated March 26th through May 21st of this year, 2022. I hope you'll listen and find hope in them as you traverse the struggles of divorce. And if I can support you as you navigate divorce, please email me at christy@christymindelo.com. And remember to keep listening each week for another two-minute tip, all to support you or someone you know who is facing or going through divorce. And please share this episode with those who will benefit. God bless you. And who knew there was so much to talk about when you've been blindsided by divorce? But there is. And we're here. We're talking with attorney Craig Haston. And we are talking really about... we spent a lot of time on when you first are notified, however that is, of divorce, and so very important to find calm. And then the question would be is where do you find your calm? And we were talking about sources that can help you find that calm.
Right.
And a lot of that has to do with gathering of information, right, Craig?
Right.
So we talked about the internet, and then we talked about those people in the helping profession. Where else can we find those sources?
Well, think of it like this. When you go to buy a new car, if you haven't really done any research, the car dealer knows they have all the information on their side.
Right.
And you know that you're going to be stuck in there for 4 or 5 hours, and they're going to get you somehow.
Right.
And you just make up your mind that you're going to get kind of messed around. And as long as you get a note you can live with, you know, you'll get out of there hopefully with some skin. But buying a car is a very disconcerting and hard process for a lot of people.
Yes.
It's very emotional. A lot of people won't buy a car because of the emotions that go with that.
Right.
This is the same thing. So how do you buy a car? In the same kind of situation as a car, you get educated.
You get educated.
And you don't necessarily, and we're going to use tools. One is websites, internet websites from really good lawyers. And I would be looking for board certified family lawyers. I wouldn't be looking at just some big advertising firm that's out to just scoop up as many clients as they can. Look for people who are especially fellows in the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers. There's only about 1,600 of us in the entire United States.
Let me say something to attorneys there, and I say it often on this show. Folks, it's very important that you first decide who the type of attorney you want to work with. Do you want to work with a male? Do you want to work with a female? And then as you do your research and you gather that information about those highly qualified attorneys, then you want to go have consultations with those attorneys. And folks, it's worth paying those consultation fees, because in the long run, it will help you once you find the attorney that's a good fit for you. Oftentimes, we're such in that fight or freeze place that we're scared, and we just take the first person who we talk to, and then $60,000 down the road, you're going, wait, I don't even know what just happened. And so really look for those very qualified attorneys and take your time. Borrow the money if you have to. It will save you in the long run. What else?
Well, you just must have been reading my notes.
Oh.
Because it's almost verbatim what I had written here.
Well, I said it about attorneys. Now you can say it about divorce coaches.
and please, folks out there, this is not me trying to get business. I've got plenty of work. I used to have a big firm. I've pared my firm down to a small group of professionals that I really trust. We limit the number of clients we have. because we want to provide really good service, and we also want to be choosy about the cases that we take.
Right.
So this is purely as a service to you, the listeners. And that's why I'm telling you that there are a lot of American Academy fellows in Houston, Texas, and the surrounding counties, and some in Dallas, also in Austin. And we're a fairly big contingent of the national organization, but it is a very highly regarded organization. It's very, very selective and hard to get into.
How can people find out about what a fellow is?
They can go to it's AAML.org, okay. American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers.org. It'll tell you a little bit about members and how they become members. And it's all peer review. So it is all other lawyers who have achieved high levels of status and recognition by their peers in family law, who then vote on these people.
Wow.
And I can tell you the people who are accepted each year is not everybody who applies. It's, first of all, you have to have a lot of recommendations, and you have to go through interviews and a bunch of other things. And they end up having a big old 3-inch dossier on you before they finally vote and they do a final interview.
So highly vetted.
It is a lot. And it's really one of those things where, you know, when I took the bar, I was kind of wondering, you know, am I going to have to take this thing again when I got done? And as much fear and trepidation as I had about that, I had a lot more when I had applied for the American Academy.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Well deserved.
Well, thank you. And I'm in wonderful. One of the best things in the world is that I can refer lawyers all over the country that I know will do an excellent job representing people.
Oh, fantastic.
And back to your question here in gathering information. So one is a good quality lawyer, and you mentioned it, make sure that you find the right lawyer for you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a very good lawyer. I feel like I care a lot about my clients' cases. I want to do a great job. I'm a do-gooder at heart.
Yeah.
And I really understand financials and families, and I'm a very empathetic human being. But I may not be the right person for a particular person.
Right.
And do not go to a consultation that is free. If a lawyer needs work that badly that they're going to do it for free, then you probably don't want that lawyer. Their lawyers' times are valuable. That's how they make a living.
Right.
So if they're going to charge you a consultation, then you know that they don't need your business that much. And if they don't need your business that much, then you know they must have a good reputation.
Right. Good way to look at it.
So, and it's almost, the other thing is, if they're a good lawyer, they're going to provide you so much information about how the divorce process works, which goes back to your information gathering.
Yeah.
And then lastly is therapy. Therapy may not need it the whole case, but in the very beginning, when you're blindsided, like you said, you're in there every day for a week, you may use it in spurts. You don't have to,
right.
You don't have to have a divorce coach the whole case and jump right onto a lawyer and then a therapist and all these different people all through the case. They may play different roles at different times, but do use those things that are out there. Lawyers are expensive. My hourly rate isn't as high as it probably should be, but it's still higher than all the other people
right.
I just spoke
Absolutely.
About. And if you can get a divorce coach and a therapist to provide you a lot of the underpinning that your lawyer would charge you $500 an hour to tell you, why not get it from somebody with just as much knowledge and information, if not more, at a much lower price?
Yeah, we talk a lot about the team on the show, and I know it may sound counterintuitive, but in fact, you just said it there, Craig, the folks that are in the helping professions that can help you spend the time to think through things, then can ultimately save you money in the end, because you're having people do what's in line with their expertise. And then you're taking that to, and we call it as coaches, a credible client to an attorney. So the attorney can function in his or her best their skill set.
That's a great point. Yeah. Very good point.
Yeah. So what else?
How do you find a lawyer?
Yeah.
Number one, word of mouth. The best lawyers you're going to find. I mean, of course, I talked about AAML.org. Any lawyer that is an AAML.org in the Houston area, Harris County area, is a worthy attorney for you. I can't tell you one person in that page for Harris County, Texas, that I would not hire myself to represent me in a divorce case. Secondly, board certification. There's a lot of requirements to become board certified. You have to be practicing at least 7 years, and then there's a whole raft of requirements of experience that you have to have, and then you have to apply to take the test. If you get accepted, then you get to take the test, which is a very rigorous examination, and I was more worried about passing that than I was the bar.
Wow.
And luckily, I passed both on my first try.
Again, highly vetted.
Yeah. So again, that one required a major exam that's written by other family law specialists across the state. And the passage rate is not high. So I think the passage rate usually is less than 50%.
So AAML, board certified, so highly vetted. You've already passed the bar. Of course, you can't practice law without that. And so we're really talking about those people who are, let me take it to divorce coaches. Oftentimes, I mean, we're not a regulated profession and don't necessarily want to be, but there is a global self-governing board called the International Coach Federation. And studies just came out. I think there's something like somewhere between 22 and 35,000 ICF accredited coaches, certified coaches through the ICF worldwide. There's like 60,000, hundreds of thousands of other coaches who just hang a shingle. Mm-hmm. So kind of the same thing we're talking about. They're board certified. You want to look right. for, you want to look for a certified coach, obviously therapist or licensed yeah. or regulated.
And I mean, that just gets you in the door. But really for coaches, lawyers, therapists, nothing beats word of mouth.
Yeah.
And quite often when people come in to see me, we always ask them, how'd you hear about us? And quite often it's like, well, I had three different people give me your name. My Facebook group, my best friend, and so-and-so.
And that's so I should be here.
and when you get that much credibility from word of mouth, then they know that they've got, you know, a good quality lawyer.
Right. And so, folks, we are talking about being blindsided by divorce and the steps that you need to take once you gain the awareness that divorce is maybe the next step that you're going to be taking. And we've been talking about that first and foremost is to get calm, to find that place of calm. And one of the ways of doing that is to begin to gather information. The team that's going to be supporting you. Also, when you gather that information, you take your brain into more of that thinking place and a calmer place. And so with that said, we're going to come back. Final thoughts. You guys want to stay with us with Craig Haston.
Friends, I'm so glad that you're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. And there's something I want you to know. I really want you to hear this. I, as a divorce coach and the host of this show, don't advocate for divorce in general. Our goal is to glorify God first and foremost by helping you save your marriage. The fact of the matter is that there are times when a marriage can't be saved. I know, I've been there. And when it can't be saved, we want to walk alongside you through it. We want to help you pick up the fragments, put the pieces together, and help you stand strong and walk through divorce courageously. And I want to share something with you that may help. I'm on another show here on KKHT. I'm honored to be the wingman on Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendelo, where each week, Richard and I talk about the intersection of our faith and the secular world, and together with interesting guests, we shed light on this critical intersection, on spiritual combat, and on the rules of engagement for Courageous Christianity. It's my belief that Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendelo can be another resource that you can turn to as you walk through this path of significant change in your life. So please join us. You can catch the show on this station, 100.7 FM KKHT, at 12 p.m. noon Central Time, Saturdays, and online at kkht.com as well. Hey, grab your lunch and join us for both shows back to back, 12 p.m. noon for Courageous Christianity and 1 p.m. for the Divorce Coaching Hour. You can also find all shows under podcasts under the Programs tab on kkht.com. Richard and I hope you'll listen in. As always, if you want to reach me, you can find me at thedivorcecoachinghour.com or call me at 281-944-8043. We are grateful for you joining us each week and for your support.
Friends, welcome back to the Divorce Coaching Hour. We've been having a very thorough discussion about being blindsided by divorce. Craig Haston is here with us. He's our resident attorney. You might have also heard my brother, so it's very nice that he's here. And again, I think you were here last year when we kicked off maybe the fourth year, too.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I think that's right.
So we'll just make that a regular. We hope that we have many more years here.
Just walked over from my bedroom here in my residence as a resident attorney.
You're a resident. You're not living in the station. Let's make that clear, folks. He's not living in the station. Neither do I. We come into the studio with our wonderful producer, Mike. And
I'm afraid if I did live here, Mike could find me in here playing with his soundboard all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. So we've been talking about something maybe not as fun as soundboards and producing radio shows. We've been talking about being blindsided by divorce. And of course, we don't want to make light of that because it is a place where you feel like you have just maybe been the word blindsided defines it really, but attacked, unprepared just comes out of the blue, as we were talking mm-hmm. about. And we talked about, really most important is to find your calm. Get into what we talk about, that thinking brain, whatever it is you need to do. We didn't talk about this, but even maybe meditation, exercise. I know for me, going for a run, that gets me out of my emotional brain. Going to your pastor, talking to your pastor, praying, all of those things to get into that thinking brain. Then gather your team, gather information. Internet, believe it or not, is a great place, but go to reputable websites and gather your team, your therapist, your attorney, your financial folks, your divorce coach. And it actually is, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but a team's going to help save you money down the long road. And it's also going to help you make better decisions. But speaking of those reputable sites, Craig, I'm sure people would want to go to your site. How do people find you?
My website.
Yes, your website.
Is hastonlaw.com. Nice and simple.
Hastonlaw.com.
Haston at hastonlaw.com. We try to keep it as simple as possible. And our phone number is 281-890-1300.
And say that again for us.
281-890-1300. And I practice primarily in the Harris and surrounding county areas, but also I've been known to do specialty work in other counties around the state.
And also, you said you have a great network of the AAML attorneys. And it's so word of mouth, if they're hearing this and they're in another area outside of Houston, outside of Texas, they can still call you and you can share with them that information, because this show is also podcasted and it could be heard at any given time.
That's true.
So make sure you write down that information, hastonlaw.com, and go get good information there. So what else do we need to, or what maybe rather would be the next step after we found our calm, put our team together? What's next?
A few minutes ago, you just mentioned the different things, the different choices your pastor. I would say you can talk to your friends, but don't always make your decisions based on what your friends tell you.
Great.
Your friends are going to be your biggest supporters. Your friends are not lawyers. They're not therapists. They're your rah-rah crew, and they're there to make you feel better. And they're going to tell you things that aren't necessarily things that can be done. Secondly, if you do seek a therapist, if your therapist thinks that you need medication, please take their recommendation and go see a psychiatrist. There's nothing wrong with medication, especially if it's needed and if it's prescribed by a professional during such a difficult process. People fall into depression. They fall into their anxiety goes through the roof and they can't manage it anymore. So short-term treatment for highly emotional situations like this is something you should do if recommended by your psychiatrist.
Totally agree. The psychology education work that I've done, I'm not a psychologist, but have studied quite a bit in there. I agree with you 100%. Short term, if a psychologist, a therapist has recommended that, definitely through prescribed by a doctor. But it can just help you get out of the chemicals that are causing you to not think straight.
Right.
And you want to think, this is a time when people need to make some very important decisions. And when you can't think properly, mm-hmm. you're not going to make those good decisions. And so it can be temporary. So thanks for saying that. And again, I just have to reiterate, you want an objective team. around Correct. You. Yeah.
And I know we've talked about collaborative divorce in the past. That's one method of putting together a really good team. I won't belabor the collaborative divorce process today. My website talks a little about it, but if your listeners do want more information about collaborative divorce, they can go to collaborativedivorcetexas.com. And it's a website that it's a state organization that I'm on the board of, which the website provides some excellent information about how collaborative divorce works. And it's an alternative to the, quote, fight that we all seem to think that family law divorce requires.
That's, again, gathering that information and knowing. We just wrapped up a series on the five biggest mistakes in divorce, and one of the mistakes was not knowing what the right fit is for you, the process of divorce, and collaborative divorce is one of those. And so gaining that information about that. And so that's, again, tell us the website.
That's collaborativedivorcetexas.com.
That's excellent.
And then it's going to your point about, you're talking about all the different things you can do. You know, that isn't a choice. But if you don't, in hiring a lawyer, make sure that the lawyer is telling you things that match your thoughts. Because even if you get blindsided, you may still be a very rational person and able to quickly work through it. And you've got ideas about how you want to handle this divorce. And you may say, look, I've been wronged, but I see the rationalization of not spending tons of money to work out my emotions through this divorce. And if the lawyer is telling you, we're going to fight and we're going to go in there and beat the other side, there's certain cases in which you can, quote, win in a case, but those are most of the time they deal with conservatorship issues about possession of children. And no one really ever wins in that, to be honest with you. And there's situations where you have an issue about separate property that you own before marriage, and these are technical issues where you can win on that if you have the right lawyer. But there really isn't another big win to be had. So when somebody says, we're going to fight and we're going to win, maybe if there's been family violence, maybe if there's somebody with really big mental health issues on the other side of the case where they need to be handled through litigation, yes. But most of the cases, after you've found your center, you realize that there isn't a fight to be had in a divorce case. It's rational thought, and as long as both lawyers and clients can get to a point of rational thought, both sides are going to be much more satisfied with the outcome.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned winning, because that is a perspective shift that we need to help people understand. This is not the win for today, 5 years, 20 years down the road, is for you to walk through this process as a healthier person versus let me fight against this other person. And that's a lot of what collaborative divorce does as well. And that's what we as coaches do as well. We want to help you think through it and make better decisions along the way. It's not about winning. So
that's true.
I'm so glad you said that.
I got to tell you, I make some of the most money I ever make on cases when the other lawyer is one that wants to fight and win, because they create all kinds of problems. When problems are created, hearings are had, lawyers charge money. And in the end, you still come back to the same place after having spent 3 to 4 times as much money.
Yeah, very, very good. Very, very good. So final thoughts. What else would you want to share?
Your mantra should be this. It should be find my center. How do I find my center? That's what we've been talking about throughout the whole conversation. And we've talked about the ways to find your center. So think about that and then help that guide you to the resources you need to do exactly that.
Yeah, I was actually, maybe we are brother and sister. I was writing that down. I oftentimes draw a little kind of word, I don't know what you call them, but kind of word diagrams as my guest mm-hmm. talk. And I wrote center with an arrow down to team, down to another arrow. And I haven't put that there, but I think it's find your center, find your team, go back to your center. Stay with your team, kind of, if you keep thinking about that. And folks, that's really what we want to do, is to help you find your center, help you get out of that emotional thinking and into what we call that thinking brain. As you heard here, probably all of us in the divorce profession are, you could liken us to your thinking partner. I know I call myself that, your thinking partner that can then help you open your eyes wide open to this. And my guest and I are here to walk that path with you. And so, Craig, thank you for being here with us again today. Our
thank
resident
you.
Who doesn't live here in the studio.
I got to find my cot.
There you go. Friends, I'm so grateful that you've been here with us today. It's my prayer that this show helps you or someone in your life. You can also reach us at Christy@ChristyMendelow.com. And thank you for listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. I'm Christy Mendelow, and I can't wait to be here with you each and every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 100.7 FM KKHT, The Word.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.